You're listening to the Podcast Mastery Podcast with your host, Seth Goldstein. On each episode, Seth discusses a podcasting tip or trick to help you get better at podcasting or being a guest on podcasts. Seth has more than 15 years of experience in the podcasting space, so sit back, relax, and let's learn something.
Hey, everybody, we're on a roll. This is the second one in less than a month. Today, I want to talk briefly about how you need not think about how to monetize your podcast before you start your podcast. So many gurus out there are saying, oh, you got to think about your podcast and how it's going to be monetized and all that stuff. You shouldn't be doing a podcast to make money. You should be doing a podcast to spread your knowledge, to make yourself marketable, to make people want to listen to you and hire you. That's where the money is. Not on podcast advertising. You're not Joe Rogan. You're not Mel Robbins. You're not one of these top 1% or even like 0.10% of the podcasting ecosystem that gets these big brand deals from their podcast and brand deals and ads and all that stuff. It's not going to happen. It's definitely not going to happen overnight. You'd be lucky if you make $300 in 3 months. Like if that. So it's $100 a month. That's how I should have phrased it. Anyhow, what you need to do is think about how to build around your podcast. How is your podcast going to help brand you, your company, and what you know? That is what really it boils down to, is use this as a brand play, as a long tail brand play. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to put out a series of 6 episodes and see direct ROI from this. You're not going to put out 100 episodes or 300 episodes in the case of Entrepreneur's Enigma and see direct ROI or big ROI from it. What I do is when I see on Entrepreneur's Enigma, my ROI, my return on investment is the connections that I make doing the podcast. That's where the money is for me, is in these connections that I make by having entrepreneurs on the show who potentially and oftentimes work with me to improve their shows and to build their websites and all that stuff. That I'm not making money directly from the podcast. I'm making it around the podcast. And I can't stress this enough, that it's not an ad play. Ad dollars are not there for the small dogs out there. And if they are, they're not going to be, a whole lot of money. You might be able to go get a Starbucks coffee once or twice a month off of it. So these people who are saying, oh, yeah, you can make money doing podcasting. You can. Will you? Maybe not right away. And probably not on your podcast. Around your podcast? Oh, absolutely. Not on day one. But you will make money around or make some kind of investment around your podcast. So get some return on your investment around your podcast. If you put the work in and if you put the legwork in and the reps, if you don't do that, you're not going to make anything off of podcasting, whether it be, money, influence, power, connections. So think outside the box when it comes to how you're going to capitalize. And that's more the word, capitalize on your podcast. And learn from your podcast and learn from the people who you have on your podcast and improve your podcast every single time you release an episode. That's what I do. And I'll see you guys on the flip side. And maybe we'll have another episode this month. If I'm on a roll, I'm on a roll. Bye, guys.